Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
8 years ago last week on June the 12th was a horrendous massacre at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. But from that massacre, that horrible evening, redemption actually occurred. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we had the honor of interviewing Luis Ruiz and Angel Colon on our television program. In fact, we did two programs with them, and there was not a dry eye, I don't think, in the station after that interview, because their testimony, giving God the glory to what they went through and then how he's redeemed them, was just amazing.
It's amazing. For those who need a memory refresher, it was certainly something that caught people's attention around the world, and certainly for those of us that live in particularly Central Florida. On June 12, 8 years ago, an Islamic jihadist came into this Pulse nightclub, which is a known LGBTQ nightclub in Orlando. He wanted to originally actually target places in Disney, but because of the security, decided that that was too secure.
He wanted to kill a lot of people at one
time. He wanted to kill a lot of people because of his Muslim ideology.
It was part of Ramadan. I think that was going to be his act, right?
It was something to do with that. And he then decided to go to this particular nightclub on an evening of June 12th. He came in and he was loaded with lots of different ammunition and weapons. He killed 49 people. He wounded 53. With six bullets in his body, Angel Colon was one of those. He should have been dead, but our Lord and Savior rescued him and redeemed Angel that night. Also, an individual that we had the pleasure of meeting as well, Luis Ruiz, and we'll talk about Angel because Angel is an amazing individual. Angel and Luis went there. They had background bringing up in a religious environment. But they had strayed from that religious upbringing, and they were involved in the homosexual lifestyle. And they went to this Pulse nightclub. That night they were having a big outreach to Hispanics. And so both of these are Hispanic in their ethnicity. They decided to go to this particular nightclub that night, and it was a fateful night when they were there. As they were approaching what they called the last call, around 2 a.m. in the morning, just when the bartender said this is the last call, 29-year-old Omar Mateen walked into the club carrying multiple weapons and began indiscriminately firing into the crowd as Mateen was making his way through the club, killing patrons. He placed a 911 call, swearing allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State and declaring this mass shooting was his form of protest for the U.S. intervention in Iraq and Syria. He hung up the phone and proceeded hunting down bar patrons like ducks in a pen.
Yeah, there was actually, even though it was so late at that bar, I think there was still several hundred people in there.
Yeah.
So that's why he targeted this particular nightclub, because he wanted to eliminate hundreds of people at one time.
As many as he possibly could. So Angel Colon was one of those individuals. He took a bullet. He lay in a pool of blood. He'd already been shot five times, and he's laying there bleeding.
Yeah.
He's there beside another young woman. And this young woman is also someone who was shot. She was frantic. She was speaking. Angel tried to tell her to quiet down, to be quiet. He held her hand. He gave a dramatic story about how this all transpired. The shooter got closer as he's walking over the broken glass, and he gets over by the woman. He shoots her. Her body literally jumps off of the floor, and her hand goes limp. Luis and was outside. He was trying to escape, but Angel's lying there now beside this woman who just took the final bullet. Then Angel says, this is it. It's all over. And another bullet, a sixth bullet, entered into his body. And his body also jumped off of the floor.
Right, and he was trying to be still to pretend that he was dead so he wouldn't be killed. And he eventually had to be dragged out of the building and had to go through extensive surgery to repair his leg and then therapy after that. But it was a miracle, Matt. It was a miracle that he lived.
Yeah, the shooter apparently thought with six bullets in Angel that he was finally dead. But the police arrived. They were whispering, "Is anybody alive?" They walk in there. And they drag him out. Mm-hmm. They have to drag him on the floor.
He couldn't walk, yeah, after
because
all that.
And the floor now is full of broken glass. So his body is being dragged over broken glass. And they drag him out. They take him to the hospital. He lives. He survives. And then he's in this bed. And doctors and others come in. By this time, the LGBTQ community, they're... You know, they're using him as their kind of like the poster
right.
child,
the
if you will.
Here, yeah.
And Mayor Buddy Dyer of Orlando was doing the same thing. He's right. very much pushing the LGBTQ agenda. And so they wheel him out of the hospital room. They wanted him to go out and talk to a few people. Little did he know, he was actually being wheeled out into a press conference
right.
with lots of microphones that was broadcast all over the world. And he is the first survivor.
And he didn't really have a choice. He didn't. They didn't ask him, you know, no. would you want to do this? They just wheeled him out here. And he was the first one you saw
yeah.
on major media
and
that day.
And that's why his name went worldwide, because he was the first one to actually speak,
right.
who was a survivor, and it went worldwide. It's a longer story that we don't have time to go through, but I encourage you to go to lc.org, and you can find the actual several episodes that we did with Angel and Luis on our TV program, Freedom Alive.
But you know, the bottom line here in the story is, but God.
Yeah.
But God, because now Angel has not only recovered, he had to get a rod in his leg, but he is singing for the Lord. He is in ministry and he is worshiping and telling his story and helping other people who are struggling in that lifestyle to receive Christ and also walk in freedom.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, he asked the Lord when he was there, gauging his next move as the shooter was coming to him to put the sixth bullet in him. And he asked the Lord for forgiveness. He said, to forgive me for failing him and turning my back on him. He said, I wanted to be at peace with God. But at that moment, my prayer changed to prophecy. I prophetically claimed my life for the Lord. He says, I told him I would not leave that building dead, that I had a purpose, mm-hmm. and that he would fulfill all the promises he made over my life. I knew in that moment that I was chosen and God had something big for me. I promised him I would worship him for the rest of my days. That very moment, I said, amen. I felt the bullet heat swelled through my abdomen, and I was certain I was dead. But when I opened my eyes, I knew the Lord had spared me. This was the sixth bullet before he was drug out. The amazing thing is he became the poster child for this LGBTQ agenda. But in the process, he literally dedicated his life to the Lord, had a dramatic change, left the LGBTQ lifestyle, got his life reconnected with the Lord, totally transformed, forgiven. And then he and Luis, they founded a ministry, Fearless Identity. That ministry actually really ministers out to people that are in this lifestyle, trapped by the same chains that bound those two individuals. And Fearless Identity means, you know, their identity is in Christ.
Right.
And that is where they ultimately have their identity, not in anything that they do and not in their, quote, sexual orientation, close quote, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that ministry, we have been blessed with Liberty Council from our office in Washington, D.C., to be able to host Angel and Louise and the Fearless Ministry ministers and people that are working with this ministry in the nation's capital as they go to members of Congress to share their compelling stories.
They also go in various cities and they hold these rallies, so to speak, these events where they're all giving their testimony and people actually come up and receive the Lord because they hear what God is doing in their life, and it's just incredible. And you know, Luis and Angel, they stayed faithful to those prayers
they
gave to the Lord on that terrible night.
A terrible night. Out of that tragedy came new life, new mm-hmm. redemption.
Genesis 50:20, right there.
It's amazing. Yeah. What was meant for evil, God turned around for good, redeemed their lives, transformed their lives, set them free, and then gave them a platform for ministry. We are pleased to work with them and continue to advance our freedom through Liberty Counsel as we litigate in the courts to make sure that counselors have the opportunity to share the good news to those struggling just like Angel and Luis. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.